Maneuvered my cell phone out of my back pocket. There were probably bugs galore in that ivy, and I didn't even want to think about bigger, hairier creatures that might also be present. My biggest concern was whether the chipped, splintering strips could hold 116 pounds of prying teenage girl long enough for me to get what I came for. All I could see of Greggy George and Mystery Blonde were their heads on the armrest of the couch, eyes closed, mouths sealed together, oblivious to the television and me, their captive audience. My lips tightened, and the desire to punch him, or bang on the window and give him the finger, flared up inside me. I didn't do either of those things, of course. Instead, I angled my phone toward the two of them, kissing like they were going for the gold in the makeout Olympics, and snapped a picture. And realized too late that I hadn't turned off the flash. Greggy George's dumbfounded face shot up over the back of the couch. It was the last thing I saw before I gasped and ducked to the side of the window, and before my cell phone slipped out of my hand, landing below with a rustle and a smack. "Shit," I hissed.
"What was that?"
Mystery Blonde's muffled voice came from inside the house.
"Probably nothing," he replied. "Maybe it's your stupid cat."
"Go check. What if there's a raccoon in the yard and Mozart ends up with rabies?"
Shit, shit, shit. My fingers curled around the wood diamonds until they ached, and I pressed myself as flat against the house as I could, face buried in the ivy like a child in time out, fervently hoping that if I couldn't see him, he couldn't see me. The light shifted as his frame filled part of the window. I refused to look, but I felt his presence, like he was standing right beside me, ready to drop a bag over my head. A second later,
"There's nothing out there. If Mozart's foaming at the mouth next time you see him, just shoot him."
I went limp with relief as the window brightened with his retreat. Mystery Blonde's responding giggles died down, and I could only imagine they'd picked up where they'd left off, because I sure as hell wasn't sticking around to find out. I climbed down the lattice as fast as I could, reminding myself to find secure footholds for my black flats so my breaking bones wouldn't become the next sound to pierce the night. My whole body shook with nerves and adrenaline by the time I stood on the ground, level with the garage windows. I frantically scanned the patio for remnants of my phone until a glint in one of the cement planters beneath the windows caught my eye. I made a mental note to never let Charlie make fun of my jeweled phone case ever again as I plucked my perfectly intact phone from its cushion of mums. A smug smile crept across my face as the screen lit up with my photo. I might have done something rash and stupid, but already it felt totally worth it. I didn't know who this guy thought he was, but he sure as hell didn't get to screw with my best friend's life. Of course, I didn't know it then, but I'd just captured the picture that would change my whole life. 2.
Char?
I burst into Charlie's kitchen, panting. Doggy nails clicked against the tile as Jelly, her rat terrier, ran in excited circles, as if I hadn't entered the house a million times before. That's the great thing about dogs. You're never old news to them.
Marissa, I was about to call you. Where the hell have you been?
Charlie appeared in the doorway between the kitchen and living room, wearing yoga pants and a sweatshirt that said, "That's Madam, bitch, to you." Cell phone in hand. Thanks to our dark hair and eyes, Charlie and I have been mistaken for sisters a few times. Granted, my hair has a natural wave to it and Charlie's is poker straight, but we're even the same height, 5 feet, 4.5 inches. Except tonight, she looked freshly showered and ready to relax, and I looked like a train wreck who'd done battle with an overgrown shrub. She eyed the brown bag in my hand that was dotted with wet spots from the melting ice cream.
"Is everything okay?"
I scooped Jelly into my arms, giving myself a second to catch my breath. "Everything is fine. I mean, everything will be fine."